As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Shay, and this is the show Shine On. And on this show, I pick a different theme each week and roll with that, play some fun tracks that I think are related to the theme in some way. And today, I decided what better to talk about than the universe, because the universe is dope. And very, very exciting and very interesting. So, I'm going to do a Cosmic Tunes playlist today. I hope you enjoy. This is, you're probably thinking you're about to hear a lot of shoegaze and ambient music, but I'm more into, there's some stuff, but I'm more into more upbeat stuff for people who know my taste in music. But it's going to be songs that are written about or in some way related to the universe and the cosmos. So let's get this. I'm so excited to play the first track. Let's get this show on the road. I am going to start off this playlist by playing the B-52's Cosmic Thing. You're listening to CITR.
I went up there, they were shaking their cosmic thing. Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I just started off that set with a very fun track from the always awesome The B-52s. That was the song Cosmic Thing off of the album titled Cosmic Thing. And let me see, that was released in 1989, I believe. Good times. And then right after that, we heard the band Blouse with the song Time Travel off of their self-titled album. And they are a very trippy, I would say cosmic band in some way. I saw them open up for Dum Dum Girls. I believe it was last spring, not this past one, the one before, at Biltmore. And I had not heard of Blouse before, but I wanted to see Dum Dum Girls. And they opened up the show with this very like trippy light show. And then along with their music, which is already very spacey and kind of like, psychedelic in a way, just kind of trippy, that mixed with the light show that they had going on, and they were all wearing white. That lead singer, I'm not sure what her name is, but she has a beautiful voice and a beautiful presence on stage, and she was wearing this like full-on like just big white dress, and all these like projections and colors were like being shone at them, and it was beautiful. I am super, super into shows that incorporate a visual aspect as well, because I tend to be a visual person in general, and I think that just creates a more like an even more ethereal experience, and it was really, really great. So I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, Blouse is a great band. And then just now we were listening to another very kind of like trippy jammy song, a song called Vibrations of Light, and that is a song from the band Jive Hand, which is a local band, and that was released this year off of the album Speak to the Trees. So Jive Hand just played a show recently with Cult Babies and Strange Things, a couple others. So yeah, definitely check out Jive Hand if you're into that kind of psychedelic jam sound. Yeah, so I've been reading up on interesting finds in the universe, because this stuff is constantly happening and it's always blowing everyone's minds. It's just so cool. I like, sometimes I'll just think about like the universe and like our perspective and our position within it, and like my mind can go traveling down that road for hours. So I need to like watch it, but it's just so like, it's kind of mind boggling. But anyway, there's this one article that was just posted, and it says that Hubble spots Big Bang frontiers and 250 new galaxies are discovered. So like that alone, just like my mind is in shambles all over the studio right now. This is like ridiculous. 250 new galaxies. Like, obviously there's life on Earth, or there's our life elsewhere than Earth. Oh, man. Anyway, the universe is crazy. Let's all, like, take some time to appreciate how crazy life is and the fact that we're alive and that we get to do this. And let's enjoy that. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to play a song by a band that I'm super into. They're called Alabama Shakes, and they released a new album this year called Sound and Color. I'm just really, really into their, like, southern rock and roll sound. It's really, really nice, and they capture it well, and it's nice to see that alive and thriving in 2015. But they wrote this song called Gemini, and it's kind of like a story about, you know, not necessarily twins, but, you know, two beings that are interlocked together and their journey and all that fun stuff. And being a Gemini myself, I relate. Not that I have a twin or anything, but, you know. After that, I think I'm going to go ahead and play Beach House. They also released an album this year called Depression Cherry, which is really great. And I'm going to play, of course, the song Space Song off of that album. So that'll be following, and then I'll play something else after that. But let's just get into Alabama Shakes with the song Gemini. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We wouldn't stay together. honeysuckle tangled up in God's fire. The snake that lay in the sun so fine. I saw true you and you. Dream, pull off that wing.
Welcome back, everyone. So we were just listening to Beach House with the song Space Song off of the album Depression Cherry, which was released this year, and they're from Baltimore. Before that, we heard the very, very jammy, mellow song called Gemini from the band Alabama Shakes from Alabama, and that is off of their new album Sound and Color. They have the title track of that album, Sound and Color, has a really cool music video that is very, very much 2001 A Space Odyssey influenced. So if you're into that stuff, check it out. It's really cool. So I'm going to bring back, at least temporarily for today, a segment that I used to do on this show, I think last year, maybe in my first year, but it's been a long time. You can probably tell I'm really excited. So it's the timing is a little bit off today because I haven't done this in a while, but it's not really 1:30 right now. It's actually kind of pun 30. So since the theme of the day is the universe and the cosmos and trippiness and coolness, I am going to tell you some puns that are related to the universe. And it's going to be as awkward as possible, so just strap yourself in. Okay. This is always so great to do it without an actual audience in the studio, because it's just, it makes it that much more weird. Anyway, first one. How does the solar system hold up its trousers? With an asteroid belt. Oh, it's so bad. What kinds of music do planets sing? Neptunes. An astronaut broke the law of gravity and earned a suspended sentence. So bad. I'm cringing. I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, I'm just going to do one more. This is awful. I'm trying to get a good memory bank of jokes, because it's shindig now. It's shindig season, so jokes for beer. If you don't know what that is, please ask me, or please, well, I'll tell you, if you go to shindig any night for the next 7 weeks or whatever it is left, every night that you go, there's a time in the night where Ben Lai gets on stage and asks people to come up and tell jokes. And if the person telling the joke gets to the punchline before the audience does, and it's collectively agreed that it's a good joke, you get a free beer. So, heck yeah, go to shindig, tell jokes, and get your memory bank collecting jokes to tell. Okay, I'm gonna tell one more, because this is so bad. I'm so sorry. Okay, these were all just really bad infinity jokes. They never had an ending. And on that note, I am going to continue playing music so that you don't have to be listening to this nonsense. Okay, I'm going to play a song from the band Lower Dens. And this is the song that actually sparked my interest in doing a theme about the universe. It is called I Am the Earth by Lower Dens. And it's just a really cool song in the Earth's perspective. And it just got me thinking about the Earth and the universe and our place in it and stuff. And I found all these other songs that would be so great for it. So anyway, so this is the song that started it all. And it is called I Am the Earth by Lower Dens.
Thank you. Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
All right, so that was a cool song, right? I like that song a lot, and I really like that album in general. But that is the band Lower Dens with the song I Am the Earth. And the album that I am talking about that is off of is called Escape from Evil. It's super cool. One of my favorite tracks off that album is To Die in L.A. Check it out. Shout out to Rylan Hartley. My heart goes out to you. I am thinking about you, and I'm so excited to see you at Christmas, along with all the other homies back to Ontario. Very, very excited. Yeah, so if you heard those ads, there are some really cool stuff. There is a lot of really cool stuff coming up in November, music-wise. Tops is playing on November 21st at the Biltmore. I'm definitely going to it. It's going to be a really, really great show, and they are just a really fun band. They released some new songs, so I'm excited to hear the new stuff. But there's also Shindig, as I talked about, the annual CITR Battle of the Bands. Happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub at 9 o'clock. Three bands play, one wins each night. There's Jokes for Beer, which I talked about. And there's just really great people and great music. And you can judge it. And there's tons of stuff, but it's super exciting. Tonight we will be hearing Dried Out, which is a punk band, Ichuda, which is kind of experimental, and then Opposite Shore, which I don't know anything about. But that's the fun part about Shindig. You get to go check out some new music. So that'll be fun. Not going to talk too much about it, but the band that I play with is playing Shindig next week. So if you want to hear me play with some people, check it out next week. Also, we have the CITR Discorder fundraiser is coming up. This is very exciting. It's going to be taking place at, I am super blanking, oh, at Astoria. So this is Thursday, November 19th at 8 p.m. at Astoria. It's super cool. There's a great lineup. There's going to be music from Revered, Mizaluna, TV Ugly, and Late Spring, as well as DJ sets by DJ Danny Vancouver from Horses Records. It's only $5, and it's going to be a great show. So that's on the 19th. I highly recommend checking it out. Honestly, there's a ton more other things happening, other concerts and stuff. It's like there's too many to list right now. So if you want to find out more, like, feel free to message me or whatever. But pick up a Discorder. That's probably your best bet. Pick up a Discorder anywhere around the city or around UBC. It has a really great concert listing calendar dealio in the middle of it. So you can check out all the great music that's happening. Rodriguez is coming, but I don't think I can go. But I'm really excited that he's coming to Vancouver. Yeah, just like, makes me so happy when there's lots of music going on. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to play Tops, actually, the band that is coming on the 21st from Montreal. They are so fun. But I'm going to play a song off of their older album called Tender Opposites, because one of the songs is fitting for the theme. So this is called Rings of Saturn by Tops. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. So that was Ora Kogan with the song From the Stars. And that's off of her album Crystallize, which is really beautiful. She's from the Gulf Islands somewhere. but she's really, really talented. And she was on the show a few weeks ago. And I think I would love to have her back on the show at some point. But very beautiful, ethereal voice and music. Really pretty. And before that, we were listening to Tops with the song Rings of Saturn off of the album Tender Opposites. And that's about it, everyone. So I'm going to head out, run to class as I do, and stay tuned for the next program. And yeah, have a great week. I hope everyone had a good Halloween, and definitely check out some local music if you're into that kind of stuff, because it's abundant right now and you should take advantage. And yeah, I think that's about it. Think about the universe, think about your place in it, take a moment to just appreciate how awesome it all is and just soak it up. And also enjoy the weather today, because it's beautiful out if you're in Vancouver, and hopefully it is elsewhere. All right, I'm going to leave you with one last Trippy Cosmos song from one of my favorite bands of all time, of course, Pink Floyd. This is the song Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. Yeah, because it's awesome. So have a great day. I'll see you later. Ciao.
Which tremble at dawn. Lotuses lean on each other in your name. Under the leaves, the swallow is resting.
The light of the sun, the light of the sun, the light of the sun. waves for the heart of the sun.